sometimes in life you just have to do the thing that's, you know, timing based. Like life it tells you it's the right time. Life told me it was the wrong time. So
you are one of the best storytellers.
What do we do in my life? What do we do with all this gear? I mean, you said it yourself, right? Like, we have an obscene amount of gear between the two of us.
To be clear, it is very lopsided. But yes, we do.
You know,
we do have an obscene amount.
Fairly equal.
You have more camera bodies than I have lenses.
What do we do with all
also,
this?
Also, you mentioned you didn't have the X100V. Do you not have that anymore?
No, I sold it for the Q2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I only have four cameras in total.
I only have four lenses. So there we go.
Yeah. What do we... I mean, travel photography, urban photography, get into videos. What's the end goal here? What do you want to do in the next 2 years? World's your oyster.
Travel the world and make enough money to pay for my trips.
By making videos?
Sure. I mean, I think ultimately, if I could just throw something out into the you know, world and say, this is what I want to do. I want to be one of those people who goes to all these different countries around the world, makes videos, puts them on YouTube, gets sponsored, and essentially makes the money to pay for their trips and their traveling lifestyle.
Okay.
Like, I am a very big, at this point in my life, I am a very big believer of, I don't want to work to live. I don't want to necessarily think about, like, what cool shit I'm going to buy, although I still buy shit and I love shit, yeah. Right? We're the same. But at the end of the day, you know, a couple years ago, we were talking about New Year's resolutions on our old podcast.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this thing about the five things that people under deathbed regret the most.
Yeah.
Right? Things that they wish they would have done differently.
Right.
And for me, like, those are valuable and they're invaluable, right? They're incredibly important. But one of the biggest things for me is that this world is massive. The world is a massive place, and there's so much history and so much culture and so much uniqueness that it's a shame not to explore.
Yeah.
And whether it's a 3-day trip to Paris or a 2-week safari in Africa or a cruise to Antarctica or walking along the Great Wall, it's just, I don't want to be at a point in my life where I am looking back and saying, fuck, like, I didn't see any of it. Like, I was so consumed with stuff that today doesn't matter, right? Today, right now, I could sit in front of a TV and watch some TV shows and be lost in that moment, but it doesn't matter. That has zero impact on my life. So that's it. So for me, like, in a way, what I love about photography and what I love about what we're doing right now, talking about it or enjoying it or participating in it, is that it encourages me to do things that promote what I want to do, right? It gets me off of my butt, out in the world, walking, exploring, discovering, and capturing it, whether it's in the form of a video podcast or audio podcast or photos. So, yeah, I have one camera and four lenses, and when I go on a trip, I take one of those, maybe two of those, but those are encouraging me to go on a trip.
Okay. And
that's what I want to do. What about you?
Well, no, I'm going to still pose this question. I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
So you mentioned the five regrets, right? So the five regrets are that people feel like they work too much. They feel like they didn't cultivate friendships. They feel like they didn't choose happy. They feel like they didn't say what they think.
Yep.
And they feel like they didn't follow their dreams.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the ways that I view this podcast is this is a physical manifestation of us as friends trying to help each other with two, maybe three of those, right?
Yeah, or all of them, and directly or indirectly.
maybe indirectly all of them, but I think we, our intentions going into this mm-hmm. were to give us a platform to say things we think.
Yeah.
So when it came to challenging issues, we had a place within reason to say what our thoughts are.
Right.
It gives us a place to cultivate our friendship, right?
Yep.
To invest yep. in each other. And it absolutely can be a place that causes us to follow our dreams. So
I hope so. Yeah.
Oftentimes when we're talking about these things, you know, we do it in a joking fashion, but there's sure. there's a conversation that always follows this the next day, which is me and you live saying, well, what should we do with that? Or what do you really think of? Do you want to do that? Do you want to go on that trip? Should we plan that? Yeah. You know, what is it going to take for me as your friend to push you to follow that dream and say, you're not going to go to Italy and come back with 5 minutes of video footage and tell me that you followed your dreams. Like,
right. Right.
You're going to come back with 40 hours of footage and you're going to bitch at me for 40 hours about how hard it is to edit. And that's great because the reason we do a video podcast, not because anyone watches it. We do it. So it gives you a chance to edit video, right. And practice it with a tool.
Yeah. By the way, please watch it and tell your friends to watch it because that will help us follow our dreams.
That's true. But what's it going to take?
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think we have found, I'm speaking for both of us here, a way to connect one of our passions, one of our vices, mm-hmm. to enable us to pursue more passions and experience and create more memories and in turn indulge in more vices. Now, you know, for us, I think, you know, our vices are not things that are harmful. Our vices are really just shopping and technology and gadgets and toys. And you know, you got me into photography. I've always enjoyed it, but not the way you love it. And so for me and for you, I think our journey into photography was a little bit different. Our reason behind it was different. You really, as far as I know, and please, you know, educate me and correct me, like you've had a passion for this for a long time. My passion for it developed because I found a way to use it, photography, as a stepping stone for me to travel and explore. And that's really what my passion is to see the world. Photography just encourages me to do that and also helps me capture those moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been, for the 20 years that we've known each other, we've absolutely spent a lot of money on some stupid shit.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I say that to say, like, there have been definitely things that we've spent money on that have done nothing for us in terms of pushing us to grow and be better.
Correct.
And there are things that are. And the Nokia N800 was not.
Right.
And this definitely is. This podcast is. This YouTube video is. These cameras that we're staring at are. The 17 cameras you have behind you or next to you. Are, you know, it's like the backpacks, everything. Like these are things that help us.
They can be. I think
sure,
there's a risk, and this is probably the cautionary story of opening with that Q3 thing, right? There is a risk that they are the Steam Deck behind you. They're just a piece of consumer technology. You could live with it. You could not live with it. It doesn't really change anything.
Yeah.
It just is, right? And then there's the, you buy it with the intention of using it.
Yeah.
You're going to make something with it that either makes you proud, creates a memory, or inspires you to go do it more.
Right.
And if it's the latter, it's a healthy habit. If it's the former, it's a bad habit.
Right.
You know, it's and I know I can, you know, as a gearhead, go down the other line, right? It's the John Gruber line. You know,
we've both had a share of both.
Yeah. With Gruber's, you know, quote, I don't drink, I don't gamble. My one vice is that I buy a new camera every year. Well, that and lie about drinking and gambling. but I you know, as we come out of this, or I guess we're going into this summer, it's Arizona, so it feels like we're coming out of something, but there's no spring here. As we come out of the winter and we go into this summer, I don't want to look back next year and have bought two new cameras and taken zero trips with them.
Right.
I want to have taken the cameras that I have or invested in and buy more gear if it's the right thing to do, but take them and do something with them.
Yep.
And not, I'm never going to make money on YouTube. That's not an intention I have. But I want to do the work with you to help you do that so you can live that dream. Because that dream isn't my dream. I want to live in a tiny house. I don't want to have an RV and not, and work remotely. Like,
I mean, that. I can't live in a tiny house. I
have too no, you have too many shoes. But yeah, but you have that tendency to want to do that thing.
Sure.
And so I want this podcast to be a living, breathing intention for us to cultivate friendships, but also to push each other to pursue our dreams.
Yeah.
And to balance our work life, our friendships, our family lives into a way that feels really good. So that way, when we get to the end of our life and we look back at that deathbed, that we don't feel like we missed that opportunity. And if yeah. this is one chapter in that story, it doesn't matter if four people listen to it. It's a good chapter for me.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. And I think one thing that came to my mind when you were saying that is that these are the things that we look at today, right? Like, these are my dreams today, your dreams today. But this journey is going to open up so many more doors for us that we might discover things that we never thought we would enjoy and be passionate about. And yeah. We can cultivate friendships with complete strangers along the way.
100%.
Skinny fries.